double retention on top of the crop with the first treatments and probably the quality. You're going to find out the quality also suffering before that made it.
Right, and well, yes, and I do think that one of the things that happens with the way these plants are stressed, with these slowly developing stress in a place where we don't get any rainfall, is we don't tend to produce plants in those treatments that are, you know, lush, large leaf, tender type of plants. They're sort of exposed to stress over a very long time period. And so I think a lot of times the plant basically just cuts out and all. You don't have a lot of immature, poorly developed bowls. They just stop. The production stops, and so the fruiting sites, I think, in a lot of cases, they just don't keep appearing when you have the more severe deficit treatments. Okay, I think we need to move on to the next presentation, and the next presentation is evaluation of irrigation practices on cotton using John Deere Field Connect, and it will be by Keith Patterson.
Yes. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for coming. You see the title, Evaluation of Irrigation Practices on Cotton. Basically, we were looking at SDI or subsurface drip irrigation compared to furrow or pivot irrigation and using John Deere Field Connect to try to advance those irrigation practices. We took a couple of commercial fields, cotton fields in Texas and Arizona, using the growers' current irrigation practice, whether it be furrow or pivot, and then we had an SDI system installed or already running there, and then we had a John Deere Field Connect unit to advise or to check the soil moisture to try to fine-tune any irrigation practices on the SDI system there. So we used the commercial, the growers were allowed to, on their furrow or their pivot, depending on which field we're talking about, they had access to the Field Connect data and they could look at it and make decisions, but we let them handle the furrow and the pivot how they felt they would traditionally. And then on the subsurface drip irrigation, John Deere through Field Connect and a Deere agronomist, we made recommendations or advice on how that maybe should be irrigated to change that irrigation practices on the SDI field. For those of you who may not know what John Deere Field Connect is, it's our soil moisture monitoring program. It's a fully integrated system. We have different probe options. You can see in the top corner here, we have half meter, meter, and a meter and a half, depending on what crop you're working in. Both these troughs had meter probes. It's what we use typically in row crops. They have five sensors, 4, 8, 12, 20, and 40 inches. It does have a gateway where all the electronics and the firmware is housed. This is run off a battery, and the solar panel recharges the battery. The gateway connects to the internet or through our servers through either a satellite or a cell connection if that's available. Some of the features of it are on the probe. We have these sensors, as I mentioned, located at critical depths through the soil profile. Each one of these sensors will take a moisture reading every 30 minutes. It'll store that into the gateway, and then that will be transmitted up every 2 hours. We've got seven representative soil types that we work against. They range from sand to clay with the various degradations in between there, silt loams or whatever. So it's really accurate, and we've done a lot of work trying to fine tune the various soil types. Again, it logs the moisture every 30 minutes, transfers that up every 2 hours. Once it hits the internet, you can go on basically fieldconnect.com. Take a look at any way you want. You can look at a season approach, you can look at a day, you can look at a specific event, however you want to do that. And we'll see a couple of graphs as we get a little farther into the paper. Some of the observations that we took when we planned this project, what we wanted to try to look at was basically plant height and overall uniformity, crop uniformity. We took a look and counted the number of reproductive branches. Nodes above white flower or nodes above cracked bowl, depending on what part of the season that we were in. The John Deere Field Connect data was looked at least twice a week, and then that data was either summarized or the Deere agronomist talked to the farmer either through email or phone, screenshots of graphs showing where that soil moisture was in relationship to the full points and refill points. We also had all the irrigation systems metered, so we're going to take a look at irrigation use and LRE reported in acre inches, and we did have yields and seed cotton, pounds of seed cotton per acre. We had two trials or two pieces of work. One was in West Texas. Just a little background on what these fields look like. We had two adjacent fields in West Texas. Uniform soil type was a clay loam. Similar slope, same variety, planted on the same day with the same piece of equipment, same fertility programs, same herbicide programs. We tried to minimize all the variables except for the irrigation piece. Not that we could totally do that, but we tried to take everything out of that but the difference in irrigation practices. In Arizona, we were trying to compare to a fertilized field. Oh, let me back up on West Texas. It was cool and wet when we started, so it got planted a little bit late, but we did get it in. It did get all planted on the same day. No replants. It did come up to a nice uniform stand. In Arizona, we had a lot of issues. Again, it was cool and wet. There was multiple replants, so we had various stages of cotton through the field. The farmer tried to resurface the field or re-level it and didn't have a lot of luck, so the water didn't flow right, so we had wet spots and dry spots. So I'm not going to refer to the furrow much, but we're going to use some of the Arizona data that supports what we saw in West Texas on the SDI piece. Again, the West Texas piece, it was in West Texas, basically west of Lubbock. We had 46 acres under the SDI plot that was installed basically this spring, 64 acres under the pivot. The drip tape we used is called HydroDrip T3000, which is a John Deere water tape that was specifically designed for flow rates and use in the SDI market in West Texas. You can see here, 0.8 liters per hectare flow rate, 7/8 inch wide. We buried it 12 inches deep. The lateral spacings were 80 inches apart. We had John Deere sand media filters on it, as well as HydroCyclone. These were new wells, and there were substantial amounts of sand in there, so that separated those out so we didn't get any plugging. We did air relief valves, and we did have two field connect units, one on the drip field and one in the pivot field. It was planted June 1st, and the drip system went operational on that same day. You see we defoliated October 15th, started harvesting on November 1st, and we had Fibermax 2484, and we were shooting for four plants per foot. This gives you kind of a schematic. This is a field shot. It just shows the uniformity of the SDI. This is just kind of a field shot of what's going on. That's the main line. You can see the laterals, the drip laterals going through there, 80 inches. Cotton's planted on 40 inches, so each drip line is irrigating two rows of cotton, which is pretty standard. They're trending some tighter row spacings or lateral spacings out there, maybe down to 40 inches. Increased water use or the water you can put out there, as well as uniformity. We had a lot more observations than this, but we culled out a lot. The team and I culled out a lot just to try to show you what was going on. But basically what we have here are plant height ratings. This is the SDI and the pivot, obviously. The SDI, very tight. Readings there, 25 to 27 inches on the observations we took in July. A little more variability when we got into October, but 36 to 40. But you can see the big variation in the pivot. You can see this, you know, basically from the turn row in the truck, the variability in the pivot field versus the uniformity in the SDI field is really noticeable. And it also played out in terms of reproductive branches. There was many more bigger. It was a bigger crop. More fruiting structures, more fruiting branches, and that went through down here on October. It says 8 to 12. We had 1/8, so I had to put it in there, but it was more 10 to 12. It was actually bigger, pretty uniform cotton. But we randomly looked at these plants, and there was an 8 in there. You can see over in the pivot, it was 7 to 9, and it instantly started to cut out at that point and quit producing too much more. When we looked at nodes above white flower, we had 1 to 2. Here in the SDI, many more twos than ones, and we didn't have any twos at all over in the pivot. Just basically real uniform at this one note above white flower. Note above cracked bowl, we had 5 to 7. We had a lot of small square or small bowls and square still on that, and we were down here to 0 to 3. So I guess what I want you to take away from this is that the SDI was much more uniform than the pivot. At a consistently large number of reproductive branches and sites on the SDI versus the pivot. And we had a lot better lower bowl set in the SDI versus the pivot. Just a quick shot, a field shot of, again, you can see our uniform. This SDI field is out here. It's already starting to shade the row really well. Over here, you can still see a lot of dirt. There's either a small splint or a skip there, as well as here, as you can see through there. It doesn't always show up really great in the picture, but you can see that as you look closer to that. We weren't really measuring weed control when we set up this project, but one of the things we did notice, the SDI did tend to have a little bit better weed control. I didn't take percent weed control by species or anything, but because we didn't wet the top of the soil and it tended to canopy faster, we did get a little bit better weed control over here. Can't see some weeds out there in the middle on this one and there, but it was this is actually just a beautiful field of cotton. Again, this is a little bit later in the year. This is a same field, a different spot at the other side of the field, actually, just to show you how uniform those cotton plants are. These are two plants, one out of the pivot, one out of the SDI. I took all the leaves off just so you could see the fruiting structures on there. You can see much stronger, deeper root growth on this SDI piece versus the pivot. Both have a pretty good lower bowl set, but this still has small bowls and squares up here that, given the enough heat units, can finish out the year. A couple of Field Connect graphs just to walk you through that real quick, just to walk you through this, what this looks like when we set this up, when the data hits the user interface or the web. This is the what we call the full point, refill point, dates across the bottom, basically time. This is the amount of water over here. This is in millimeters. But this is, we let the farmer, when we started this, he ran the drip kind of as he would normally for a couple of times, just so we could get a baseline to work off of. And after that, we started making recommendations to this, how to adjust the system. Anywhere in here is readily available water, and that's where we like to keep this as long as possible. And you can see with the SDI system, we did a good job. We only went above the full point this one time. We bumped it again. This is irrigation termination here at the end of the crop cycle. But we kept the water in the desirable range, you know, pretty much through the season for as long as we could. So we felt good about that, and we didn't move water deeper than 40 inches, so we kept it in the root zone. This is the center pivot piece. Again, did a pretty good job here. He got away from him down here. Either he didn't have enough water, or he just couldn't get to it, or he just didn't want to. I'm not exactly sure what was going on there, but this cotton was stressed pretty good here. And then when he decided to try to correct that situation, the pivot went over it. We actually went above the full point here for a good while. So we had a good 48 hours down here where the cotton was pretty much inactive. Then we had another 24, 48 because he went above the full point that was inactive. So I'm not going to tell you that this single event is going to impact the total yield differences you're going to see, but this was a critical point in the cotton development, and it was a pretty long, I won't call it a mistake, but a pretty long management difference in management. But anyway, here's the yields. Just got a couple of more slides to get through. You can see this is in pounds of seed cotton. SDI was 1,800 pounds or 3.6 bales. The pivot was 1,400 pounds or 2.8. This is just the Texas upland average. The reason it's so low, it takes into account all the dry land. So, I mean, some obvious things you can take from this. Any irrigation is better than no irrigation, and the SDI performed better than the pivot in this situation. Look at that just a little closer. Again, you can see the pounds per acre in the bales. Again, we had these metered. The SDI we used is 18 acre inches to put that crop, or to make that crop, and we had 24 acre inches on the pivot. So when we calculated water use efficiency, acres of inches per bale, we used 5 inches of water to make a bale of cotton in the SDI, and it took 8.5 to make that same bale of cotton under the pivot. So a couple of summaries. The SDI field was yielded approximately 20% more than the pivot, used roughly 25% less water than the pivot, and the water use efficiency, when you compare the 5 inches to 8.5 inches on the pivot, this represents a reduction in water use per bale of 41%. That's a pretty big number. I think that's significant both economically and environmentally. So we're pretty pretty proud of that, and I think it's something, a story that Deere's going to try to tell going forward. Quick summary, just to try to bring it all back together for you. Basically, SDI coupled with the Fuel Connect gave effective water management. We kept water in the fairway or in that readily available water as long as possible, and maximized the time that the crop had adequate water. Improved plant performance, both in terms of consistency, fruiting branches and fruiting structures and yields. Consistent moisture placement, for the most part, it stayed where it belonged in the root zone, so it was available when the plant needed it, how it needed it. And then we had improved crop uniformity through that. So that pretty much concludes my comments for the day. I appreciate you coming. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
We have time for a quick question, or if there are any, otherwise we'll have to hold on.
Myself and my colleagues are here, so if you want to catch us anytime, we'll be happy to answer it.